This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Now for our main dish namhlanje, ladies and gentlemen, it is a Lifestyle Thursday. So sikhuluma nabantu abaningi, and we have the big dude in studio. That is his stage name sakhe, uDude. He's a radio presenter and a musician. What up, brother?
Hey, come by right for Fitz.
Asikhona Fitz, come on, John, go.
Ngincanywe vibe nje Fitz ngishaya.
Thank you, Abba. The energy is top tier as always right here on the MUT cruise. Babe, I want to know, dude, you could say, na, ikamiliti dude, man. Ikamiliti dude. Did come gaga njan?
Yeah, man, so kutata ngekbega. So, dude, yabo, ngisafunda, not gule tech, but kwa nye tech ese town, ne?
Yeah.
So, ngisafunda kona, bengu mundo betandu gluge kanda, ngfama kritu, no, ngisakula. So, kona mchitu, ehle zeng na, get say, we dude, we, ne, bolo. And then, let's gilwa na, mina fes and as much as in the but still we do it.
Mani mabek introduce a stage, but na, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to...
Yeah.
And you two later, chef and own the future, see no dude, like studio, still like Gavalake, Ogutil Kamgapi. Take us through, man, your journey, ukale kanjani, ungene kanjani, ku music, asqale ngom music,
yes,
ungene kanjani, ku music.
Ku music, vethu, ngiqale, ngikubhala, ngingakazi nokuthi ngiyenzani, you know.
Yeah.
So, ngizobhala, mhlawumbe labo line, ababili, abathathu, ngilahle iphepha, ngingakazi. I think I was doing grade 8. Lang ala kona ngihlangana nabanye abafuthi nababa nokubhala bathi hayi fethi avele sihlangane sithe senze igroup yabo lona then saqala ke sengiyawazi mangiphuma esikoleni nami ngiyami go rehearse nabantu sengiqala ukuintroduceka manginomisa esikoleni sothi siyaperforma yabo sengiqala ngiba novalo ngize ngijwayela but then I started to be influenced by music ngisathanda kakhulu ikwaito you know ngikhule ngabantu abanginfluence abantu fethi abanjengoMandoza oMzambia noMsa as much as we was younger than us, but yeah, but you influenced us with music and Uzola. Then ngase ngibo muntu fethu oba nothando le hip hop, and I was also influenced abantu abanje because mina ngakakhulukazi ngithanda music kwa South Africa, you know,
yes, yes.
Abantu abanje ngo Square Camp, H2O, or Pitch Black, you know what I mean, in terms of the movement they are going Peshe, abantu abanje ngo Pastor Ram, Method Man, you know, I was influenced ngase ngiyabona ukuthi akuthini angilithathe lokuzana nethalente lokubhala ngilithathe ngilibeke to the next journey, you know what I mean.
Lalela baba, sikhuluma no dude right here on MUT Radio, chef and owner, the future, igama lakhe u dude. Mina mangisendelwa kuthiwa you'll be speaking to dude. I'm like, yeah dude, mina ngiya edda ke the big dude right here ukhona la studio. So now take us through, man, isong yakho yokuqala uyayikhumbula ukuthi wawuyibhala mhlambe babekwalile ngaleso sikhathi wazuthini, let me just ngikhiphele la my emotions. What was your first song uqala kuyibhala wabona ukuthi yazokuthini, hayi man, I should like continue naleli,
yeah,
naleli talent.
Fits me, the funny part of it fits ngoma oqala sayibhala as a group. Then, but eyokuqala yami as uDude, you know.
Yeah.
Sasa rhyme thina fethu. Sazi ukuthi nje ukubhala ingoma ukurhyme
fethu.
And I started to record no DJ Target.
Yeah.
At that time wayengakabi uDJ Target noNdile, you know, bengwasa uDJ Target kuphela.
Yeah.
And then sangena studio ke sayibhala ingoma yokuqala, but the first song eyathi ukungitholela ireaction abantu baqala bayithanda. Ngangiyenze nayo DJ Target ebizwa ngoThempile yabo.
Yeah.
So we were saying sasikhuluma like kwakuthi because sometimes ukubhala is not about what into yenzeka kuwena yabo, izinto oyibonayo. So ngangibhala ngezinto ezayizenzekayo kubantu engiyibonayo, sindlela impilo isixaxaxa ngayo, because ingoma yethu impilo isixaxaxa ke, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
that is when I started ukubhala nje ngama emotions ukuthi ngibhala ukuthi yini engiyibonayo, you know. I think from there sakhiphi i mixtape no Thakethi. Emva lokho ngasebenza nongane, abantu bamazi njengongane, we Godfather Ikasi, he used to work with uDankel, no Zakwe. So sangena studio naye and then sakhipha iphi. Hilanga bona khona kahle ukuthi nami ngiyakwazi ukwenza into e-right eyakubantu futhi bayamukele ngendlela.
Hayi phela nina, phela nina yamazi nina abaculi, mase naliwe nina, vele nibhala ingoma. ikhwaningo ba ka CR la alane khona no future ethena I bet yabona ubona uthi awazi wabitha ke manje u CR ebafethu ngajoli na ma artists nzonza MUT writer chef and own the future. This is MUT Cruise sikhuluma no dude now waphinde wangena fethu emsakazweni. Tell us about ijini yakho ke manje as a radio presenter.
I'm mainly a radio producer.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Slash presenter.
Yes.
So ngifunge khona as a sales manager.
Yeah.
But ubungibambezela mfethu umsebenza ngokuqamba manga. Sebenza isikhathi eside in terms of music because ipassion yami uthando lami lokuqala lilaka entertainment ka art yabo. So ngithema ngiyeka ngathi okay, i plan yami yokuqala ukuze ngikwazi ukuthi ngifocuse la. Ukuthi ngivele ngifundele iRate,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Then ngasekhlana nomfowethu uMlwazethi khona isikola naso ngazi kuvese ngifundise basic iRate, ngifundise basic, then ke ngase ke ngibe nenhlahla ngavele ngangena straight ke umsazi ngeke ngumenshine ke.
Yeah.
Yeah, but on about we ink era it's one of the biggest community radio station khona eMzansi.
Yeah.
So ngase ngena khona ngiproduce i-show le hip hop. It's been a very beautiful journey fethu. Ngizoqeda 3 years manje. I've managed to take that show as much as abantu bebeyithanda, but to professionalize the show, yeah, to take it to the next level. I've managed ukuthi ngenze show ukuthi abantu everywhere bayakhuluma ngaleyo show. So yeah, it's been a beautiful journey fethu on radio.
The big dude is on his studio MUT Radio. Esimbizileke sifuna ukwazi about lifestyle yama musician akakhulukazo. Yo man, shut up. Shut up. Nithini, shut up, no money to what's up.
What up, man?
And you see, Rachel, chef and own the future. Now, dude, wangena ke fethu emculweni. What challenges did you face? Wabona ukuthi azokuthina, maybe ngifanele vele ngukwethu music.
One fethu, ikhona ukuthi ekhaya fanele umukhula. That's one of the reasons why ngize ngayosebenza ne.
Yes.
Because ngigcine sengisebenza gcina sengisebenza manager la sengisebenza khona.
Yeah.
But aim kwawukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi nami ekhaya ngiprovide, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So angikwazi ukuthi fanele ngiprovide ekhaya at the same time nase studio fanele ngikhokhe, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Imali has always been a challenge, especially kuthina sizwe simnyama, you know what I mean? So ezinye izinto fanele sifundisane zona ukuthi fethu do something ezokufakela imali. So you start a business or you go to school uhambe ufunde ukwazi ukuthi ufake imali and then you invest back in music. But those are the challenges and engiwafacile mina. And nakhona ke manje okay sengibuyelile ku music now I say okay I do have ilokuzana a finance now, yeah, to finance myself.
Yes,
then
yes.
COVID hit us.
Ya vele yafika bafethu. Yabo COVID bafethu. Hayi mhlambe ngina 2 years nje ngine ring la emnweni.
You know.
So now mina ngifuna ukwazi ke dude because sikhuluma nge lifestyle now sisazokufaka kwi hot seat.
Yes.
Hot seat sizoyingena nje hot seat nginayo Howard King Howard la sizokufaka kwi hot heat. Hot seat, not hot heat. Kwasekuba hot heat now. Hot seat nje sizokufaka kuyona. So wasungena ke ku music fethu wayikhiphi lokhuzana akhona ama offerings othewa wakhipha before.
Yeah man, okay the back then we released not DJ Saget, but for us ngaleso sikhathi I think one of the thing aba smart ngayo ukuthi angidayisanga leyo EP ngoba ngase ngidoho sase ngiqala ukusebenza la ngisenza khona
yabo
lon. So every Friday mangiholile ngizami ngoyiprintela lawo ma CD ambalwa iphisani ngayo, you know what I mean, because ngisafuna igama lami ukuthi lifike ngale kubani. So lokho engikwazi mhlawumbe mangishaye 10 ngiyazi ngiyaphisana ngawo. But the first EP that we started to sell and yenza kahle kakhulu sayikhipha ngo 2011 no iproducer ongane uGodfather Yekasi yenza kahle yayibizwa ngathi hip hop intersection. We did another song soundtrack yomlazi gangster,
yeah,
at that time we've been shot a music video. I think that was around about 2012. I think we are also in 2015 that was my last release 2015 before ngithu music ngiyawuyeka. We released a single ekuthi iphansula abantu bay receive kahle futhi ngama noma umfowethu kwathiwa u NG. No, abantu bayishintsha kamagabe.
Yeah.
But ukubuya kwethu for 2020 then I released my first single ngibuyile ku music after 5 years ebizo ukuthi amalobolo yeah receive right iyona ke leya shower I COVID because we had every plans it was a fusion of afro pop and senza nosicelo kowane
yes
then 2011 last year we released a beautiful EP ebizo ukuthi Last Man Standing nosicelo kowane ayenza kahle kuma streams digital stores ayenza kahle the last time I checked it was sitting on 30k stream so yenza kahle kakhulu then only now we decided kahle kahle besaqhubeka sibushe lengoma then this single came through anazi ngami yeah man yavela phazamisa ama plans we decided ukuthi yokuthini less siyayilukuza tweaks back at ngisegol so shoot music video so waiting for that so yeah man
sisazobona ke no music video yakho uzotena nama handles mayisephuma ukuthi na utholakala kanjani sibone no music video yayo sephushile ke bafethu umjito ushile ukuthi na ifikile iCovid yathi kumshaya yafika futhi ne naleyo lokhuzani writer's block
yeah
wepha yabaleke lothu uyazi ukuthini yaphuma nje kulo music so here is a hot city ke nawe zokufaka kuyona we have ama artists out four sizokutshena uthe no khetha kipi kulona lona then siphinde sikhathe enye ukuthi lo nalo before sise singene kwingoma yakho so I want to know Questa Big Zulu
go for Questa
why
Questa is very versatile man
yeah
it's very versatile I love umsebenzi ka Big Zulu
yeah
I'm inspired by Big Zulu Big Zulu is not that much versatile
yeah.
But uyakwazi ukuthi akhetha ama feature alright you know however Questa has always shown a growth ku music wakhe even music his sound mayishintshe uyakwazi ukuthi ashintshe ne sound but remain as Questa is versatile man
yeah we need that in that car yeah we know so k-o-a-k-a
it's a big tight one however I'll go for aka on this one
why
K.O. is also a very good rapper has shown himself ukuthi abe u Beyonce we group as well with you I guess and say achieve intending you know AKA is a dope lyricist one abantu abaningi babuye bangamnaki but he's a dope lyricist and then AKA Beno Kes babakwazi ukuthi basithathele ihip hop bayibeke to a level where everyone knows
that's true
hip hop manje ngithabela waphinde wafuthi way maintain you know what I mean and okunye futhi uyakwazi ukuthi face ama challenges man as much as KO also uyakwazi ukuthi face ama challenges because as an artist kumuli amehlo wonke asoke kuwena you know what I mean ziyafika izinto but ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi ulokhu hlala above the water ngaso sonke isikhathi yabo lona kumina mfethu lakho kubalekile
dude
yes
dude
yeah
you are my enemy now what's going on prefer KO
like that's why I said man it's a tight one you know what I mean
yeah
it's a tight one but slightly ngizothi lokuzana but I'll tell you what also I like mostly about KO ne
yeah
as much as na if it's umjitha hlezi zemshazi mnetha kuthiwa ucabangela yena kuphela umevula company but umjitha uyakwazi ukuthatha amajita awahlanganisa you know what I mean so he had ilokuzana the first company kwangahamba kahle but waphinda wavula manje Scandal World and now we know all lowkey we know amajita maningi Mr. X
yabolona
so I salute him ngalokho ukuthi akwazi ukumuva nabantu
hey nice one now dude we have learned sibiza ngekasi rap man kwikasi rap mupho umrap obona ukuthi azokuthini hayi ngingamnika lona 10 out of 10 or 8 out of 10 kuba bonke la makasi rap siyamazi ukuthi na uDuncan ufuna kakhulu under the kasi rap ubani ongamnika ilokhuzano ama flowers ukuthi man awe uyashaya lo mjito
okay can you be specific ukuthi simnika 10 out of 10
no ungambeka nje phezulu noma ungasam ratinga yabona some scale
I'll tell you why because I get thinking I'm near 10 out of 10 because
yes.
The reason why ngingibaning out of 10 out of 10 in terms of ukurepa in terms of music yes ngabanika balonto but ukubeka umusic to a next level it means we have to push more na kwi marketing ngitsa bayona so that's why ngimnike 10 out of 10 yes KZN ibusisike kakhulu ngayo uDuncan nozakwe they doing very well in terms of making sure ukuthi ba sticker kwi kasi rap yes man even okay oh they doing kasi rap you know what I mean just because they doing their Scandal World it's a kasi rap man you know what I mean and aba deviate foot from lapha ngitsa bayona baningabanye fethu it's just that abanye abagqamile. We have abantu abanjengo FEZ, they've been doing kasi rap from day one.
Yeah.
Namanje basayibali, even no question, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, but I do salute Zagwe no Duncan for making sure ukuthi bayibambe kasi rap abagudlu kuyona.
Shout out to Zagwe no Duncan, sibonile ukuthi nabakhiphile icwecwe labo elayithatha futhi ngicabanga ukuthi nikazi rap layithatha futhi layibeka kuphi, layibeka phezulu. Khona ingoma yabengithandayo ke iCaptain, it's one of my favorite CD yabo abayikhipha. Now coming back to you, dude,
because yes.
This is all about you, this is your spotlight,
my shine.
It's your shine. Coming back to you, man, the Easy Project oyikhiphile uthena anazi ngami, tell us ukuthena iqale kanjani and ubani othe wasebenzisana naye kule project.
Okay, anazi ngami fethu, I was invited in studio by King Nexo ukuthi do it fethu uzoshasha ifike ama feature ngiwenzi for isizathu sokuthi after ngithi ngawuye ku music ngisafuna focus akumina ngiyithole back mina as an artist. That's why I'm a feature bengina ku EP our vocalist rather than our rap, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But then I like ngathambisa inhliziyo on this one, ngathi King Next on the studio, the first studio kahle kahle kwakuyi feature, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes. Then mase siyizwa ukuthi ngoma no ine potential enkulu futhi, then sase sitha kumfethu kusicelo go one okuyena ke o cleaner zonke ingoma ke ungay most of ingoma eyiningi ekhona sicina sicelo mixing and mastering after esayiqedile ngayo, then we decided, you know what, let's do a collab straight.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's do a collab. Yeah. And then we're gonna stop ilokuzana ukupusha EP for now. Yes, abantu basayithola basayijabulela, but now this is something Esther was who says, well, let's focus again and go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the title has the issue to Anazi Ngami. It means a lot of things.
Yeah.
Mwilalela, it's a story Sam. Now, King Nezu Kulumi story Sake. There's a lot of things that we have done, man. Besides being on radio, besides putting on a band, I have a brand that is on Street Chillers. We're putting on a rapper.
Yeah.
We have created a platform from 2012. We have put a band of Anjango Tankel, I wonder, Beast, yeah. We're on a low platform before the fame, you know what I mean?
Yes,
so
yes.
I've done so much, but I believe Wutsi Abantu, they're not showing that respect in Abai Chengi. So that's why he's saying, Anazingam.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is what I've done. This yeah, is what yeah. I've contributed to the culture. But you seem like a Nazgan.
Put a respect on the Kameliti dude, Bafet. Put a respect on the Kameliti dude. To say 7 Zile, Lomchi, to say Kubega Kulu, Bafet. My bala no no good, na une brand. It's na in Scottish
Street Chillers.
Or Street Chillers. Lawi MUT Radio. Now, this is like itubala koge now of putting yourself out there.
Yes.
Ebantwini. They know you have your radio show, you have all that. So now, I'm gonna play a beat. So ngiyafuna ukuthi na uthena shaya I freestyle yakho phezu kwayo le beat.
Okay.
But ke beat yami ayifuni ukudlala uDude uthi yazi ukuthini ngizogijima nge freestyle. Dude, the beat yami is yours, man.
Singene kuyona. Okay, sure. But it's a groove the Maconin, such who's a good again. See, listen, Jasanga corner, Bugas Petty, Nisagas Sandlin, Nippo, listen, Jalwin, Majestigales, and Aban Silbanke, named Jalin, Funubonic Asiusum Fagas Buguin, Zamise Figile Sega Shoop, Matutin, Spagagus, the Goose, and Atsu Chef for Suspanin, Namin Jenga Temple and Gangan Evantonin, got to Jalangam and Jenga Tigit, the Lords of Pega Magic Jalanga and Buhapan. Skill is Sammy Sanyo, which is a Fugget Sunin. Skill is Sakosi, ever well in Tavi. Master Satin Mike and Repangis of Shu Ketlil, Nothing Boogie TV, Gil and Kunze Pegil, Hangi Solo Pegeli Chira Muzamin Tan, Lagobum Labu Lali Lotto, now Seria Zamazam, Chigales and Jengason, on the Wamu Tolimbo, Nangiti Velen, Ginecon, Lok Palang Valley and Gold, Hamaskid Rapper, Gistep and Klanganis Pepper, Pega Manjasa Bangana, Gose Kluga Nissing Camp, Shakuzik Zekazoro, Hamasik Men Gagon, Hamaskid. Men like jump, looking on what's up, go up because the critic and top. I mean, Inco Sepepe, Namakama, Wonka Kamil, meaning Manchester to be no longer Gonkoglochu. This is time we go to born, who go to mean and Palakondil, on the Sanek, La Baba Shot and get cuts, and his cuts, some Master Shon and Pinning to see cuts and Kansan, Peganin and Kunze Petty Gunman near Ramsan, Laganama Gama goes a Puminam, sky is the limit to MUT, to the number now.
Dude,
are you my dude? We are not enemies. You are my dude.
Dude, siyabonga mfethu ukuthena sivakashele right here on MUT Radio.
This is a MUT Radio podcast.